Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom. Welcome back to Everyday Stoicism, the podcast where we turn ancient philosophy into modern-day superpowers. Today's topic? Something we all struggle with. Perfectionism. Ever feel like you're running a marathon in your head, constantly chasing this imaginary finish line of flawless? You know that feeling when your brain says, just one more edit, or it's not good enough until it's perfect. Well, guess what? That inner critic needs a serious timeout. Perfectionism can be a sneaky beast, masquerading as ambition, but often it just holds us back from living fully and enjoying the journey. We're going to unpack why perfectionism is a trap, how to break free, and most importantly, how to embrace the beautiful messiness of being human. Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that'll help you ditch the pressure of perfection and step into your power. Number 1. Perfectionism is often fear in disguise. Deep down, it's fueled by the fear of failure, judgment, or not being good enough. We convince ourselves that if we strive for perfection, we can somehow avoid those uncomfortable feelings. But here is the truth. Striving for perfection sets us up for disappointment. It creates an impossible standard that we'll never truly reach, leaving us feeling constantly inadequate. Remember, Epictetus, a legendary Stoic philosopher, once said, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." So, instead of letting fear dictate our actions, let's focus on developing resilience and learning from our experiences, imperfections included. Number 2. Embrace the beauty of progress, not perfection. Think about your favorite artist, musician, or athlete. Did they achieve mastery overnight? Nope. They honed their skills through countless hours of practice, experimentation, and yes, even failure. It's that journey of continuous improvement that makes success truly meaningful. Instead of fixating on the end goal, celebrate each small step forward. Acknowledge your efforts, learn from your mistakes, and keep moving towards your goals with a spirit of growth. Number 3. Let go of the need for external validation. We often seek approval from others to feel good about ourselves, but that's a recipe for insecurity and constant disappointment. True fulfillment comes from within. Define your own values, set your own standards, and focus on what truly matters to you. Remember, what one person considers perfect might be another person's nightmare. There's no universal standard of excellence, it's all subjective. Number 4. Cultivate self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a dear friend. We all make mistakes, have off days, and experience setbacks. It's part of being human. Instead of beating ourselves up, let's practice forgiveness and remind ourselves that we are capable of learning and growing from our experiences. Number 5. Remember, it's okay to be imperfect. Seriously, embrace it. Embrace the quirks, the flaws, the unexpected details. They are what make us unique and interesting. Striving for perfection is a constant uphill battle, but embracing imperfection allows us to truly live in the present moment and enjoy the ride. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're working on a creative project, maybe writing a song, painting a portrait, or crafting a website. You've poured your heart and soul into it, but you can't seem to shake this nagging feeling that it's not quite good enough. You keep tweaking and refining, pushing yourself harder and harder, but the satisfaction just isn't there. Sound familiar? This is perfectionism at play, whispering those doubts in your ear. Now imagine, instead of obsessing over every detail, you decide to set a deadline for yourself, knowing that it won't be perfect. You let go of the need for external validation and focus on enjoying the creative process. You celebrate each milestone, acknowledge your effort, and learn from any missteps along the way. What happens? You create something authentic, unique, and most importantly, you have fun doing it. So, remember these key takeaways. Perfectionism is fear in disguise. Embrace progress over perfection. Let go of the need for external validation. Cultivate self-compassion. And remember, it's okay to be imperfect. Don't let the pursuit of an unattainable ideal hold you back from living a fulfilling life. Take those small steps today to break free from the chains of perfectionism and embrace the beautiful messiness of being human. Until tomorrow, keep striving, keep learning, and keep embracing the journey. And don't forget to share your thoughts. What are some strategies that have helped you overcome perfectionism? Let's chat on social media. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.